Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Luke Meter.
For what?
Luke, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey about Phoenix. You have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. First question is just to make sure we're speaking to everyone. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
I wish there was a third option, maybe like in between. I would say probably the right direction if you had to force me.
Okay, no problem. Now I would like to ask you some questions about Laveen area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilda River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Laveen. Is the definition clear, or would you like me to read it again?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on just a second. First question. What is the year that you were born?
I don't know if I want to give any personal information, to be honest with you. So this is a little bit random for me to even be doing this.
You can give me any year.
Okay, how about 1984?
1984, that's fine. Thank you. Are you or someone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No, okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
White. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Poor, just fair, good, excellent?
I'd say good.
Good. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Laveen. First one, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Five. More good paying jobs.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
I'd say 2.
2. Okay. Better street and road maintenance.
I would say 3.
3. More dining and entertainment options.
I would say 4.
4. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I would say 3.
Better public transportation options.
I would say 2.
Thank you. Next question. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. I would like you to say if there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, restaurants in Laveen?
I really don't know the answer to that. What's the answers? What's the choices?
Is there too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I'd say about the right amount.
Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I'd say too few.
Too few. Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
I don't think I would necessarily think that would be a huge improvement.
Okay, so that will be no?
No.
Okay. Restaurant, bars, or entertainment venues?
Yes.
That will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
That would be somewhat yes.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
I would say yes.
That will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
I would say strongly yes, actually.
Okay. What about doctor offices and hospitals?
I would say no.
No. Okay. Next question. Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more in Laveen?
I would like to see more nice restaurants.
Okay.
Like Olive Garden was supposed to come up recently. I'd like to see like an Olive Garden.
Okay.
Let's see. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But, yeah, like an Olive Garden type thing would be nice.
That's perfect. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a big problem, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say a very big problem.
A very big problem, okay.
I'd say not a very big problem.
Not a very big problem. Thank you very much for correcting me. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a big problem at all? Slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Not a big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housings. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No. Townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
That will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, what about housing options for seniors?
I don't know, somewhat yes, maybe.
Okay, what about single-family detached homes?
Strong yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question. We're about done now. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Thank you. Next question. Do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with a friend or family?
I currently own my home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or are in favor?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Support.
That will be somewhat support or strongly support?
I'd say somewhat support.
Okay. What about changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Yes, I would somewhat support that.
Strongly in favor?
I'd say somewhat in favor.
somewhat in favor, okay? What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I can't think of where that would be applicable just off the top of my head, but I would say in theory, I'd say somewhat support.
Okay. What about changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I would support that. Somewhat support that.
Somewhat. Okay. What about changing zone laws to allow a single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I don't know. That's hard for me to know. This isn't my expertise.
Okay, no problem.
I'm not sure how to answer that, to be honest. Yeah,
no problem. That's an answer as well. No problem. Thank you for your honesty. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's. Okay. Thank you. What is your annual housing income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125.
You can probably stop there.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
I really would like to keep it anonymous, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I think I've given like a lot of verification information, so that's unfortunately the best I can do here.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.